Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Big Con: How the Consulting Industry Weakens Our Businesses, Infantilizes Our Governments, and Warps Our Economies is a nonfiction critique of the modern consulting industry by Mariana Mazzucato and Rosie Collington. Rather than treating consulting as a neutral source of expertise, the book argues that large firms often operate as powerful intermediaries that shape decisions, extend their own influence, and extract long-term fees from the institutions they advise. The authors focus especially on government, but they also examine corporate management, privatization, crisis response, and the broader political economy that has allowed consulting to expand. Their purpose is not simply to denounce consultants, but to show how organizations lose internal capability when they outsource core thinking and decision-making. The book combines policy analysis, institutional critique, and business history to question why so many public and private actors have become dependent on outside advisors and what that dependence costs in accountability, competence, and democratic control. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, consulting is a system of rent extraction rather than genuine value creation. A central claim of the book is that the largest consulting firms do not primarily earn their fees by producing unique, lasting insight for clients. Instead, they often embed themselves in organizations and maximize billings over the life of the relationship. The authors describe this as a form of rent extraction, meaning the firm profits from access, dependence, and repetition rather than from solving problems once and for all. This matters because it changes the consultant-client relationship from a one-time technical service into an ongoing dependency. Once an organization relies on outside advice for major choices, it becomes less able to challenge that advice or replace the firm. The book uses this lens to explain why even expensive consulting engagements can leave clients weaker after the project ends. In that sense, the critique is structural. Not anecdotal, the problem is not merely that some consultants are bad, but that the business model rewards prolonged dependence over durable capacity building. Secondly, how consulting rose with neoliberal management and the outsourcing of state capacity. The book places the consulting boom within the wider rise of neoliberal policy and management reform. As governments and firms embraced privatization, outsourcing, and leaner internal structures, consultants became a convenient way to deliver expertise without maintaining it in-house. This created fertile ground for large firms to present themselves as modern, flexible problem solvers at the very moment public institutions were being told to shrink. The authors argue that this historical shift helped consulting become transnational and unusually influential, especially in public administration. The result was not just more advice, but a broader political logic in which external expertise appeared more legitimate than internal judgment. By tracing consulting to these changes, the book shows that the industry did not simply grow because it was efficient. It grew because policy choices made organizations more dependent on it. This historical framing is important because it shifts the debate away from individual contracts and toward the political economy that normalized outsourcing in the first place. Thirdly, the hollowing out of public institutions and the loss of internal expertise. One of the book's strongest arguments is that over-reliance on consultants weakens governments by eroding their own analytical and managerial capacity. When public agencies repeatedly hire outsiders to design strategy, manage reforms, or interpret problems, internal staff have fewer opportunities to learn, retain, and exercise their own expertise. Over time, the organization becomes less capable of governing independently. The authors argue that this creates a dangerous form of institutional infantilization instead of acting as capable decision makers. Governments begin to behave like clients who need constant guidance from private firms. The book also connects this to the status of public service itself. If ambitious graduates are steered toward consulting by higher pay and prestige, the state loses a major source of talent. This is not only an efficiency issue, but a democratic one, because public institutions cannot be fully accountable if they cannot think and act for themselves. The authors therefore treat capability as a public asset that must be maintained rather than outsourced. Fourthly, conflicts of interest, revolving doors, and the politics of legitimacy. The book pays close attention to the ways consulting firms gain influence through conflicts of interest and career circulation between firms, clients, and government. The revolving door is especially important when consultants move into public roles, then back into private firms, creating a dense network of relationships that can blur independence and encourage cronyism. The authors also show how consulting firms can advise different sides of the same issue, such as corporations and regulators, while still presenting themselves as objective experts. This is one reason the book treats legitimacy as a core product of consulting. Often, organizations do not hire consultants simply for analysis. They hire them to validate decisions, deflect blame, or lend credibility to unpopular actions like restructuring or privatization. That means consulting can function as political cover as much as technical support. The book argues that this legitimacy machine distorts accountability, because decisions appear externally endorsed even when the external endorsement is shaped by profit incentives and overlapping client relationships. Lastly, rebuilding capacity through transparency, limits, and stronger public purpose. The book is critical, but it is not purely fatalistic. It points toward practical reforms that would reduce dependence on consulting and help institutions recover their own capabilities. A major theme is rebuilding internal capacity so that governments and firms can solve recurring problems without defaulting to outside advice. The authors also argue for more transparent contracting, clearer end dates for consultancy relationships, and safeguards that prevent firms from profiting excessively from crises. These recommendations reflect the book's broader idea that organizations should retain collective intelligence rather than outsource it. The aim is not to eliminate all consulting, but to confine it to roles where it adds genuine, limited value rather than becoming a substitute for institutions doing their own work. This gives the book a distinctive place among policy critiques. It combines diagnosis with institutional repair. Instead of accepting consulting as inevitable, it asks readers to rethink what functions should remain public, what should stay internal, and how economic systems can reward capability instead of dependence. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in public policy, political economy, corporate governance, and the hidden architecture of modern institutions. Policymakers, civil servants, business leaders, economists, and readers concerned about accountability will gain the most from it, especially if they want to understand why consulting has become so embedded in both government and corporate life. Its practical value lies in showing how organizations can lose competence when they outsource core judgment, and how that loss affects budgets, decision quality, and democratic control. Intellectually, the book is valuable because it reframes consulting as a political and economic system rather than a simple professional service. What distinguishes it from many other critiques of business culture is its broad institutional lens. It does not focus only on corporate inefficiency or a few bad contracts, but on the deeper mechanisms that make dependency profitable. The result is a book that is both a critique of an industry and a diagnosis of how modern organizations have been taught to undervalue their own expertise. If you would like to support Mariana Mazzucato, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.